From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The continued expansion of livestock and poultry production means meat cases are getting fuller, and that growth means a continued demand for feed supplies in 2019. Oklahoma State University Ag Professor Daryl Peel tells AgriTalk while the year-over-year pace might be more modest than 2018, feed demand is likely to tick up this year. He says pork production is probably growing the strongest, and while the December 1st cattle on feed inventory was the highest since 2007, beef numbers are beginning to moderate. As farmers face fewer choices for profitability, many are standing firm in their support of President Trump. Trump has supported farmers with efforts such as the revised WOTUS rule, year-round availability of E15, tax reform, and a farm bill. But the president's trade tactics will undoubtedly leave scars some farmers won't soon forget. Some Trump supporters tell AgWeb.com, as the saying goes, no pain, no gain, while others say they're disappointed in the wounds inflicted by the trade war. China's Ministry of Finance says it began removing import tariffs on more than 700 goods on January 1st. AgriMarketing.com reports China will remove tariffs on some ingredients for livestock feed, including sunflower and canola meals, and it will also cut export tariffs on nearly 100 goods, including fertilizer. According to Bloomberg, U.S. exports will benefit from the cuts, even though they're still subject to retaliatory tariffs as trade talks continue.
And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.